Hello and welcome to Talk Chinese, where we teach you Chinese with ease. My name is Xiaolan. I'm going to teach you a useful phrase of Chinese every day. In this episode, we are going to learn I got it in Chinese. We have Charlie Hoffs joining us. Hi, Charlie. 你好。
你好 Xiaolan.
All right, Charlie, I know you've been learning Chinese for 6 years since you were 10 and you are 16 now.
That's right.
So how did you find it? How did you enjoy learning Chinese?
It started as just a phase like trains or dinosaurs, those phases you have when you're 10. I just picked up a book on the origins of Chinese characters and fell in love with the origin story of each character. I wish it had been a Chinesey book, but I came across that later.
Right, no worries. Now it's much easier to learn because not only there are more methods and also because of the internet, social media, and then smartphones. So there are many ways to learn. And you are true inspiration for many people. And thank you for sharing your experience with us and keep inspiring us.
不客气.
Right, got it. In Chinese, we say 我明白。
我明白。
我明白。我 is I. 明白 understand. So I understand is the same as I got it. 我明白。
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 Yeah. 明 it means bright or clear and is the combination between the sun and the moon. So in ancient China, as you could imagine, or ancient everywhere, the sun and the moon were the only source of light. And therefore, it means brightness. And later on, that also means tomorrow, after a day and a night. In this case, with the brightness, we can see we are clear. And it's a clarity. So, 明 is the clarity. And 白?
白 is white.
White color. So, it's really bright and it's really clear. Understand. 明白, understand.
明白
明白
I think the character Ming is very poetic. It has a nice sound and the character has an interesting backstory. So I included it when I chose my Chinese name, which is Jiang Mingxi, the Ming. I liked how it had connotations of understanding and clarity, and I love that character.
Right. In fact, both of the characters of your name, Mingxi, both means clarity.
Mm-hmm.
And Ming, we already explained, and Xi, it means clear. And it's actually the combination of two characters. On the left, there's a sun, the sun in the sky. And then on the right, that means analysis.
That's so interesting.
Yeah, so under the bright light of the sun, you have the clarity, you are able to analyze, therefore you understand. So both Ming and Xi actually reinforce each other.
Wow, I thought I knew what my name meant, but clearly there is so much more.
There's a lot to learn for everything. And your surname, that's also interesting, Jiang. How did you choose it?
The first time I went to China, I was about 11, 12 years old, and we went to big cities like Beijing or Shanghai. But we also went to rural villages like Lijiang, and that was my favorite. It was like a tiny little slice of heaven. And because I loved Lijiang, which means mm-hmm. beautiful river, I used the character Jiang River as my surname.
Yeah, Jiang means river. And there are two characters there. On the left is a three dots. Those three dots means water. And then on the right-hand side, it's actually the character for work, like 工作, 工. And that provides the sound. So 江, that means river. 江明溪.
江明溪.
It's your name. It's beautiful.
Thank you.
Yeah. So to say got it in Chinese, 我明白. And sometimes if you really want to say, hey, I've got it, I have already got it, you say 我明白了。
我明白了。
Yeah, 了, it's just the ending to express the past tense, a completion. Yes, I understood. 我明白了。
What do you say if you don't understand, which is a problem I had very often in
okay.
China?
Right, let's learn how to say don't understand first. 不明白。
不明白。
不明白。不 is no. It means negative. 不明白。
不明白。
That's right. So when people ask you, do you understand? You said, no, I don't understand. 我不明白。 我不明白。And imagine I'm very mean, strict teacher. I say, hey, Charlie, 你不明白?
And I would say, 我不明白.
Yeah, you should say that. And then, of course, I know you understand a lot, but just make sure you understand what they say. If they say, 你不明白, that means you don't understand. And it's a very common, useful word. When you have a discussion with your friend and they misunderstood you, you can say, hey, 你不明白.
你不明白.
Yeah, so you can also say, 你不明白我, you don't understand me.
你不明白我.
That sounds an argument you may have with your boyfriend.
Or with my parents.
Or your parents, yeah. Okay, so learn that. That's quite useful to go into a little discussion with your parents. 你不明白我.
你不明白我.
Yeah.
But if I spoke to them in Chinese, they would certainly not understand me anyway.
And that's the problem. All right. And if I want to say, I don't understand you, 我不明白你.
我不明白你.
Yeah. And if you want to say, I don't understand this, what is this? This, the way to say this in Chinese, we say 这个.
我不明白这个.
我不明白这个. And 这个, what is 这个? We don't know. If you are in a conversation, you know the context, so we don't need to specify in this case. Right? So to ask people whether or not you understand, you can say 明不明白.
明不明白.
Yeah, and if you put it together, make it smoother, I was speaking slowly, so making sure everybody understand, 明不明白?
明不明白?
明不明白? 明 is understand and clear. So in Chinese, it's all the same pattern. 明不明白? Do you understand? 要不要? Want, don't want? Do you want it or not? 好不好? Good, not good? Is that good or not? It's just the same pattern, and this is how you pose a question.
So there would be two ways of posing a question, 明不明白, or 你明白吗?
That's right, and they explain the same thing, just like in English you have different ways expressing the same thing. Do you understand? Have you understood?
Okay, 我明白了,小兰.
Okay, that's a very good answer. So if I say, hey, 明不明白?
明白了.
Or if you really don't get it, just say 不明白.
不明白.
Yeah, and if I say, do you understand me? 你明白我吗?
我明白你.
You've got it. You've got it, Charlie. Well done.
谢谢.
Thank you, Charlie, for joining us, and thank you for listening to Talk Chinese. Today, we learned how to say got it, 我明白. Please don't forget to rate us, review us, and share what you have learned. Until next time, 再见, Charlie.
再见.